Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Junkies with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go with that Odyssey app, so download it today. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com, and you can join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Tuesday mornings, August 20th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Sir, good morning.
Good morning. And Eric Pickle.
Good morning. How are you, Ricky?
Doing all right, although a little tilted this morning because we have a slight ant infestation in our bathroom. Whenever it rains, they're like the tiniest little ants that creep in.
Yeah, they
and
get
so
in there.
This morning I was spraying some Raid. But we pay Terminex. And usually it'll be several months where they're gone, but it seems like when it rains a lot, and it's rained a lot in the last couple of weeks, they'll start creeping in. And I think, like, we have a big bathtub in the main, you know, master bathroom. There's a couple of cracks, like, I think in the grout, that I think that's where they come in. Yeah. I don't know where they're coming in, but this morning there was a bunch of them. And usually, if I see them, like in the last couple of weeks, I've been killing them one by one, but that does nothing. You know, I mean, like I'll see army. Like two in the morning. I mean, I'll see two or three of them and I'll just get toilet paper and smash them and that's fine. But today there was probably about 10 or 15.
Yeah, they got a little.
So it was just annoying to deal with.
Got a little headquarters somewhere in your bathroom. Just call them up again. Tell them to get out there.
Every once in a while, we get a couple in our kitchen, and it makes my wife crazy if I leave anything out because she goes, "We got ants."
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, we don't have any crumbs in the bathroom upstairs.
Yeah.
They're just creeping in. And it's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you got to take care of that.
Ah, Big Keith just sent me a text that said, put down cinnamon for ants.
Cinnamon? They don't like cinnamon? They don't like the scent of cinnamon? All right.
I don't mind the scent of cinnamon, so that'd be a good combo.
Tell you what, this morning, my wife just the other day got some, are you guys cantaloupe guys?
I love cantaloupe.
A good cantaloupe is amazing.
Yeah, of course.
And I just crushed so many pieces of cantaloupe this morning. I could start my day. Is cantaloupe like only good like for a month or two, or can you get good cantaloupe sort of year round around here?
Couldn't tell you.
You know, like when you see pieces of cantaloupe cut up in the grocery store in like December, is that good cantaloupe?
I don't know.
In December,
you know what I mean? Because you kind of do see it year round in your Harris Teeter or your Safeway in the refrigerated section.
My grandfather used to eat cantaloupe for lunch, kind of before his lunch would come.
Good. And then,
I mean, he's in Puerto Rico, but did that year round.
I'm sure they do in Puerto Rico. But she just got it from one of those little farmers
markets. Reading here, cantaloupe season, peak cantaloupe season is June to October.
Okay, so that's why
I'm guessing December it ain't that great. But I guess it kind of just depends on where you get it.
You're in the peak season, so
peak season, nailed it. Watermelon, still haven't figured it out. I've seen all the memes. I've watched the videos about trying to pick the perfect watermelon. I'm still hit or miss on that. I haven't mastered it.
Man, my wife got a great watermelon the other day. It was so good.
Right?
It's just perfect.
There's a good fruit is amazing.
I know. I agree.
Looks like watermelon, the peak season is pretty much the same. It says late May to early September.
I feel like it's with most fruits.
Probably all fruit summer.
But at my Safeway, they have those things pre-cut or whatever in the little refrigerated section year round. But that farmer's market is only open in the summer, and we just need to go there more.
You got
to
take advantage of that.
It's just silly.
The weather is going to be awesome today. Yeah. It's going to be fall-like weather today and tomorrow. Temps in the mid-70s, low humidity, perfect golf weather. Mm-hmm. Not playing today, but it is perfect golf weather.
I'm going to be at Wolf Trap tonight to see Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, you're going to have great weather.
That's outside.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be perfect.
Are you going to Wolf Trap, you can bring your own booze, but you're not a boozer, so you're not going to bring anything. Right?
Do people bring
booze to a comedy concert? I suppose they would, right? At Wolf Trap?
I mean, if you're on the lawn.
I mean, you usually go to Wolf Trap for music.
And your pregame. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Who's opening? Do you know?
Is it no idea.
Any like famous guys or like.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
If you're Jerry Seinfeld, do you need a famous opener?
Well, no, but.
They probably have somebody who goes on the stage to Wolf Trap for 15 minutes. And
they're probably like old school comedians that he's known forever that he brings on a road with him. That would be my guess.
I'll tell you tomorrow. I have no idea. I know that there's a strict, you cannot walk into the show late.
Oh,
once the show starts, you're cooked.
Yeah.
Oh, they close the gates.
He doesn't want people milling around.
I guess so.
Coming into
the
seats.
He doesn't like people messing around.
Well, did you
see? I've never seen him.
What time does it start? 8?
8 o'clock.
Wow.
I've never seen him. Our buddy Mike, who we saw on Saturday, apparently his wife got him tickets right before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were supposed to go to the show, and then everything on Broadway shut down. And then they finally got around to seeing him last year, and they said he was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little worried because I've seen some legendary comedians, specifically Richard Lewis, who we had in studio.
Rest in peace. Actually went
to DC Improv to see Richard Lewis with cakes, and both of us were underwhelmed.
Well, that was at the end of his run. I mean, maybe. That was not peak Richard Lewis.
15 years ago. And then I saw George Carlin in Vegas. And he's a legend, and I was disappointed with the show. Now, he prefaced his show by saying, I have my 25th HBO comedy special or whatever it was coming out. He's like, so I hope you don't mind. I'm going to be using some notes.
Uh-huh.
I just thought that was...
So he read off of his notes the entire time?
Yeah, because we were like his test audience. Like,
you know
okay,
what?
This one didn't
I think
work.
Janine Garofalo did an HBO special reading her notes. She had a yellow notepad.
That's kind of nubs.
So I thought it was so nubs. Kind of with you on that. But, you know, Seinfeld's been in the news because his third kid is going to Duke. So all three of them now.
Oh, they all went to Duke?
They're Blue Devils.
Oh, wow.
I think the first two, at least the daughter, I think, has graduated. Maybe the other son, too. But his third kid, so all three went to Duke. Do you think they all three had the chops? Or was there a nice donation made?
It could have been a combo. I'm sure he is donating.
Those are very hard schools to get
into.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm sure he's probably donating.
I'm sure.
But also, they probably had the best education
from start to finish. Right, but you got to really nail everything. But okay. They're probably worthy.
He's an interesting guy. I'm sure he's a fine dad. But I've heard him like talk to other comedians. You know, I guess he doesn't do the show anymore. Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Oh, is that show cooked?
I think he quit doing it a couple years ago.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I used to get a kick out of that.
He doesn't seem to be into his kids. Like, he seems to be into comedy, and that's it.
I'm sure he's into his kids. You're just seeing the professional part of him.
Right. I've just heard him on podcasts, and that guy's obsessed with his comedy.
Well, he's obsessed with the craft.
Yes.
Yeah, very much so.
I can't believe he's still doing it.
Because the bar is so high, it's going to be tough for him to meet it, I think. Yeah. Like, sometimes I like shows. I mean, my favorite comedian right now I saw at MGM National Harbor is this guy, Steve Trevino.
You love
that
guy.
He had a special called I Speak Wife. Does really good stuff. I mean, his show that he did at MGM National Harbor, I believe he just told three stories.
That was it.
It was like an hour, and he basically told three stories. One was about, like, taking a family picture, which we've all done, been tortured, have to wear, like, the matching clothes and all that stuff. And he just weaves a tale so well. But I didn't know him, really, for a couple years. Seinfeld, meanwhile, known him for, you know, decades.
What's your vibe? You think he's going to be a good show? Or?
I think you're
my buddy
like
Mike
it.
Said he was awesome.
Oh, I think you're going to like it, yeah. I think you're going to like
but
it.
But anyway, it's great that the weather's great, because weather when it rains gonna be great. At Wolf's Trap, you're kind of screwed.
Zippy totally. Rain. Zippy rain for the next 8 days.
Totally. Well, I wish I had something fun. I don't really have anything like that. I can't remember last time I've been to like a concert or a comedy show. It's been forever.
I told you. I know what you're gonna say.
Yeah.
But you should go see your boy Jelly Roll since he discovered him September 21st. I may go. My sister-in-law really wants to go, so I got tickets.
Cap One? No.
Capital One.
Yeah. Maybe. My son texted me the other day. He wants to go with some of his boys. He wants to go to one of the Commanders games early. Like, I think maybe week two or week three, whenever that is that the first
week
home
two
game.
Is the Giants at home.
That's at home, right? Yeah.
So
he's got
go
a bunch of the Marist guys are coming.
Oh, well, there you go. That's what it is.
But who, I don't even know who I would ask to hook it.
I think maybe the guy who we had dinner with would be a decent start.
Yeah. I don't want to bother him.
Why not?
He actually invited us.
What do you care?
It's not even for me. It's for, like, for my son.
Yeah, you just tell him. Say, look, this is my son and three of his buddies want to go.
If you're going five, you're probably not getting in his box.
What's the worst he can say? Can't do it? Or doesn't respond?
I don't particularly want to go with him and his boys. Like, you know what I mean? I'd rather go one-on-one with my son than
right. So I'm saying if
boys.
You go one-on-one with your boy, I think going to
well, I gotta ask
Jason's
sure.
box would be perfect.
Yeah, I'm
if
not
it's
doing
five,
that.
Five, I wouldn't do that.
No, I'm not doing that if it's him and his buddies. Like, I'll let correct. Them just have their day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's not
you probably
me.
Buy him.
That's true.
Here's a crazy concept. You can buy him.
I mean, that is a crazy concept. What was the last sporting event you bought tickets to? Sporting event. I'm not sure I could come up with one.
I mean, I bought tickets for a Ravens game last year.
I haven't done that.
We didn't have a hookup with Ravens.
Valdez probably got a hookup, or Sam Weiner's got a hookup, right? Or Sam's got ticks. Maybe
yeah, I think I got tickets. I actually went to two Ravens games. Yeah. I think I might have gotten the hook.
What are you, some sort of closet on Ravens one. Fan?
No, my son was.
He is?
Okay. I don't think he is now.
Right. I was talking to his son.
I got to buy tickets for Virginia Tech Vanderbilt Labor Day weekend.
You know, maybe that's what it is.
In Nashville.
Maybe that's what it is.
Unless like there's someone listening that's got a little hookup.
By the way, I also went to UFC in Miami and probably spent like $3,000.
Oh, yeah. You've been spending a lot on
now,
events.
That wasn't for just the tickets, but the tickets for me and Dylan, and they were kind of nosebleeds, were about $600 a piece.
Mm. Yeah. I'm not doing that.
No, but it's
what
been
were
a while.
You were talking to Dylan about what on Saturday?
I was talking to him just about his wrestling. Oh, yeah. And, you know, I was encouraging him, trying to encourage him. And I don't know, a good conversation. He wrestles at like 144, one whatever, which sounds light, but I know it's not light. Those are all guys that weigh like 165, that drop 20.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got to be tough to do that. I don't know. We had a good conversation about that.
Yeah, I mean,
seems to be enjoying
it's
it.
Weird. Like, I've gone to his wrestling meets for 2 years. I didn't know anything about wrestling. It is very nerve-wracking as a parent. Like, I feel like a team sport, you lose, it sucks. But it's
no,
it's
when you lose in wrestling, you feel wrestling. Like yeah. you can have your confidence destroyed.
Yeah.
You can have your self-esteem destroyed. I mean, when they're younger, like, they cry. Now, I know they don't cry in high school.
Nah.
But, it, you know, yeah. Wrestling, I have so much respect for wrestlers.
And he had never wrestled.
Yeah.
Like, that's a thing. Like, I always told him when he, especially the first year, he was losing a lot. Be like, dude, you just wrestled against guys who have been wrestling for 7 years. You've been doing it for 2 weeks.
Yeah, you have no idea what you're doing.
Yeah. You know?
But now he does. It sounds like now he does.
Yeah, he's got a lot better. He
that's
a
winter sport,
year.
Right?
It's a winter sport. Yeah.
Winter sport.
So he didn't
have, starts in November-ish.
Yeah.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yep. So I don't know what he'll wrestle at this year. I think his days. I don't know. He's gained some weight. Like last year, he might have only had to lose 3 or 4 pounds. Now he's got to lose like 15 or 20. And they have different rules now. They don't want people cutting major weight. I think you have to weigh in before the season, and then you have to be 10% within that weight. They're not going to let you cut, drop like 25 pounds.
Well, if he goes up, it's only going to be more difficult.
Matt, yeah. Hey, Matt, you guys are quiet. What's up?
We're very quiet. Yeah. We're here. We're just listening.
All right. Just making sure you're there.
Hey, we should mention, we've got Dan Quinn on the show today. Your boy, Dan Quinn. You were at a happy hour with
DQ.
Him.
He's a big one.
DQ, head coach of the Commanders, is going to join us at 7:15.
Right on the heels of a big announcement yesterday. Expected, but big announcement.
Announced Jaden Daniels as the starter.
I mean, because it's official, it's a big announcement.
It's official, big announcement. And I think it definitely, when he makes an announcement like that, it definitely rules him out for week 3. Did he answer that question yesterday? I'm not sure that he did.
I don't think so. But I think maybe he said something like they were still talking about it, I'm not quite sure. Uh-huh. So we'll talk to Dan Quinn coming up at 7:15. You don't want to miss that. Also on the show, Chick Hernandez, who, of course, has been calling the Commanders games. He will join us at 9. If you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. You can text the fan on the Thomas Creek Windows text machine. Standard and message data charges may apply. It's the same number. And you can always hit us up on X at Junks Radio. We'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.